Aloha, I'm Reverend Cindy Palos. So glad you can join us today. Today I'll be talking for the fourth in a series focusing on the metaphysical perspectives of spiritual mind power affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Masters. And we're using his latest book, which is a lovely book, Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations, and going through them every week. Today's subject is going to be having a Christ mind. Now, if you haven't gotten this book, I highly recommend it. You can get it from metaphysics.com or at Amazon. And you can put in Dr. Paul Leon Masters and the Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. There's also another book there that's great called Mystical Insights. And what I've been doing is going through this book every week and exploring some of the deeper aspects that you can get when you use these wonderful affirmations. Now, a lot of people have used affirmations, but a lot of people may not be aware that when you use these spiritual mind power affirmations, they're taking from a very deep place of meditation. And they're truly a gift because they're really seeds that you plant within yourself that take you to a very deep place when you go into it. I have been using these, and I am really impressed and amazed how much you can get out of just using these affirmations daily and going into meditation afterwards. Today's subject is having a Christ mind. It's from page 24 of the Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations. Now, this is a very, very deep subject, and what I'm going to do is read the affirmations twice, so you can hear them once, and if you wish, you can repeat them after me. There is a certain power of actually speaking out loud these affirmations. The first one of the affirmations says, Christ mind. Christ mind is that part of the innermost center of my mind, where my personal sense of consciousness and universal consciousness of God exists in one presence. How powerful. Let's do that together, if you wish. Christ mind is that part of the innermost center of my mind where my personal sense of consciousness and universal consciousness of God exists in one presence. Well, let's reflect a little on the power of that statement. Again, these are seed thoughts. We are aware that the Christ mind is a state of enlightenment, a state of light, because God is, of course, light, and the Christ is one with God. And we have that part within ourselves that is at one with God. Now, what happens in a state of meditation is we can align and tune into that Christ mind. But what happens is when we get out in our personal daily lives with our personality, a lot of other things come up. And so to have that Christ mind is to really be always in that state where you are aware that you are one with God and the universal presence of God, that one presence. So if you find yourself in a difficult situation or being challenged by a life event, call upon that presence, that Christ mind, to be with you. Flip that switch. Set that as your intention. This is a very powerful thing to do, and it can really bring that light right back into your presence. The next affirmation is identity. I recognize that my ultimate identity is one with the eternal presence of God, or a state of Christ mind consciousness. I'll repeat that. I recognize that my ultimate identity is one with the eternal presence of God, or a state of Christ mind consciousness. This goes to who are we? Who really truly are we? This is a great seed thought to take into meditation, because daily we go by our name that was given to us, And that even changes. There's so many New Age names. There's so many people that change their name to something beautiful, which is lovely, trying to recognize that and reflect the ultimate identity. But what's important is that we realize inside our ultimate identity, which is who we truly are, which is one with that God within us. And it's because that God within us is there that we can identify with the Christ-mind consciousness. So if we really ask ourselves, who are we can go to that I am, that I am. And that is the God state of consciousness. And if you remember and just memorize it, you don't have to, it's so easy. I am that I am. So powerful. You can carry it with you in your inner mind and say it when you need to really go back to your true identity. We'll be talking more about that. Meditation. Through my daily practice of meditation, I establish a connection with God's universal consciousness, which provides me with Christ-mindedness. Now, Dr. Paul Leon Masters had taught, well, I was about 14 years old when I began. That was over 50 years ago. And I learned how to meditate, and it truly changed my life. And throughout all of his teachings, he stresses how important meditation is. That daily practice of meditation is taken on so many different forms now that really it's impossible to count them all. But the main key to remember is that to just go into that silent place and connect within to God, the God universal consciousness, that is where you can truly learn everything. That is where your messages come from. That's your light source. That's your love source. That's your energy source. And when you meditate, connect with that. What a great gift that is. I have found that meditation's the greatest gift. So daily practice your meditation. I'm going to repeat the affirmation here again. Through my daily practice of meditation, I establish a connection with God's universal consciousness, which provides me with Christ-mindedness. The next affirmation is will. Daily, I give up my personal mortal mind consciousness to God's will, channeled through the Christ mind within me. I'll repeat that and you can say it along with me if you wish. Daily, I give up my personal and mortal mind consciousness to God's will, channeled through the Christ mind within me. Now, what we're doing here is releasing ourselves from the binds and the ties of ego. We're saying we have to just go out in the world every day saying, it's God that is here, that I surrender my will to me. God be with me. God act through me. I am the instrument of God's will. And when you do that, you do again take your ego out of it, and it's so much easier just to be present, knowing that you can be aware that God is going to direct and guide your life. What an amazing thing to do. So just daily, turn your will over to God's will. Dr. Masters says this in almost every single one of his lectures and talks. It is so key, and it's one of the most important things you can learn to do. And it's so easy. All you have to say is, not my will, but thine be done. Just turn it over to God. The next one's release. I am constantly releasing what needs to be done in my life from the Christ mind in me to the universal God consciousness at the center of my beingness. A very powerful statement here. Let's repeat that. I am constantly releasing what needs to be done in my life from the Christ mind in me to the universal God consciousness at the center of my beingness. Now, can you see what's being done here? There is a bridge and a channel and a thread being sewn here. this is the thread that you are indeed, as we said before, releasing yourself to God's will. But what you're releasing, what needs to be done in my life, from that point of already being in Christ mind consciousness, which is the affirmation, again, reaffirming that you can be and are at that point in Christ mind consciousness. And then you're making the connection to the universal God consciousness. Now, within ourselves, there's many levels of mental states of being. There's our consciousness, there's our subconscious, there's the mental plane of consciousness, there's the higher conscious, there's the Christ mind, and there's the God consciousness. Now, we're taking that Christ mind and building a channel, which is called an antakarana, the Christ mind to the God consciousness at the center of your beingness. And then what you're doing, it's so beautiful here, you're going from that God, unlimited, eternal consciousness, and recognizing it, that it is at the very center of your own beingness, right there within you. So you are actually building this thread, this channel that takes you to the God within you, to the Christ mind, from the Christ mind to the God mind, and back again to your own beingness. And when you do this, you come to this amazing realization that it's all one. We are all one with God's consciousness. Intuition. My Christ mind consciousness is under the intuitive guidance of universal God consciousness within me. And let's repeat that. Intuition. My Christ mind consciousness is under the intuitive guidance of universal God consciousness within me. Now, your intuition is a woman's intuition. Everyone's intuition is your soul or that inner self guiding you if you are connected to God. So what I have found to be very valuable, that includes this last affirmation before this and this one, is to, when you go into a state of meditation, allow yourself to be free to go right to the highest place you can be in that Christ-minded consciousness. And then when you come back to your regular personality and your regular consciousness, write down what comes to you. I have found that indeed intuitive guidance, that I get these messages that are really from God. And sometimes they have different energies and different guardians and different guidance coming from different places. I've written 5 books based on that. And of course, Dr. Master's books is based on that as well. I really believe God can be our life coach. Yes, I know it's popular right now for everyone to go out and find a teacher or guidance or a guru or, you know, be involved in some courses, which is good. But at some point, you really should always connect with your own inner coach, which is God. God can be your life coach if you are meditating, if you are asking, if you are praying, if you are affirming, and if you are really open to receiving guidance. That is where you can build that intuitive guidance channel, by writing down, by asking first, and then writing down what comes to you. That is right from the source. That's the best resource. The next affirmation is awareness. The Christ mind awareness, I am aware of both the short-term and the long-term results of my actions. Okay? Awareness is such a key. Let's repeat that. In Christ mind awareness, I am aware of both the short-term and long-term results of my action. Now, the beautiful thing about this is then you are really freeing yourself of karma, aren't you? You, at that point, if you have that awareness, that awakening, that enlightened state of Christ-mindedness that you have, you can see the bigger picture. You can see the short term, and from that place of the objective observer within, the long-term results of my actions. This takes you out of reacting in a situation that may be difficult. That awareness then takes you to the truth of who you are, and you do not allow the ego to come in, because you are God in form. The next affirmation is doing. I accept that in Christ-mindedness, I am aware that the God presence within me is the true doer of all accomplished good in my life, past, present, and future. I'll repeat that. Doing. I accept that in Christ-mindedness, I am aware that God's presence within me is the true doer of all accomplished good in my life, past, present, and future. Again, here you have a couple of key words. This cuts the ego out of it. It's not you, but God, that Christ-mindedness that is that presence of oneness with God, that is indeed helping you and doing the accomplishments of good in your life. God is good all the time. And we sometimes forget that when we see what we think are bad things that happen every day. We watch the news and we see bad things that are happening. But focus on that goodness that is in your life, past, present, and future. That goodness is godness. Always that trigger of thinking something's terrible and bad, change the focus to the Christ-mindedness and be aware that it's God's presence that is doing the good. This is the difference between positive and negative thinking. And there's another key in this particular affirmation, which is acceptance. One of the great things you can learn when you go into deep meditation is to accept yourself and release within yourself anything that you think is blocking you, and you accept that you are indeed that God here in form. And then when you release it and attune to that goodness, you see that it's that God that is in your life, past, present, and future, that is indeed the true doer of all accomplished good. The next one is creativity. I accept that the Christ mind within me becomes aware of creative ideas coming from universal God consciousness in me, which is the source for ideas with which to improve my life. Creativity, let's repeat this. I love creativity. I accept that the Christ mind within me becomes aware of creative ideas coming from universal God consciousness in me, which is the source for ideas with which to improve my life. There is an unlimited amount of creativity. God is the creator, and he, through you, his creation, wants to recreate. And if you're open and you find that key to that creator, that one source within you, you have unlimited power of creativity. I've written 5 books, and every morning I get messages, and I try to even keep up with it. I wish I had time to do all the ideas that I get. God is the creator, and you'll find of many Renaissance people, they call them Renaissance man, but now, of course, we know it's Renaissance people, man and woman, that is that creativity, that connection they have to that one power. When you look at the lives of Leonardo da Vinci or Shakespeare or any of the enlightened poets and writers, they were indeed connecting with that creator and able to make amazing things happen. I mean, even in this day and age, some of the great inventions were from people who were connected to God and that creative source, the unlimited source of creativity. And the last affirmation here is perspective. I am in this world, but my Christ mind exists in a higher state of consciousness, one with God's universal mind. I'll repeat that, and you can come share along if you want to say it. It's, I am in this world, but my Christ mind exists in a higher state of consciousness, one with God's universal mind. And again, this goes to that phrase used, we are spirits here in material form. Remember that police song? Spirits and material, we are spirits in the material form. Well, it's a great song, and it is so true. I mean, we just have this body, we have this vehicle, It has an expiration date. We don't know what expiration date that is, but as long as we're here, we know that this consciousness is in this form and it exists, but it's the Christ mind, that power, that spirit that connects to Christ mind, that is one with universal God mind, that makes everything possible, that gives us life, that gives us mana, that gives us prana, that gives us energy, that is keeping us alive. So that is what we need to connect to every day. Now, those are the affirmations that are so powerful. It brings to the question of mind of what is Christ mind? Well, it was said in the Bible, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. All of Christ's messages were saying that we indeed can do this too, and that we can have this mind that was in Christ, that was one with God, that performed miracles, that performed healings, that did everything that was possible to do that many people thought was impossible. That power is right there in you. And some people have even taken that to mean, let's have the same attitude that was displayed by Christ. Let's have that turn the other cheek, that forgiveness, that love, that way of being that was the example shown by Christ and many teachers. Let's have that be our attitude in life. It's so easy to say turn the other cheek. I do not know hardly any people. I mean, there's a handful that I know personally, but most people have the hardest time when something's been what they consider being done wrong to them that can actually forgive and turn the other cheek. So many teachings that were given seem so simple, but in life can be so challenging to do unless you turn it over to Christ and have Christ-mindedness. The mystical point of view is that indeed we can be one with God, that we can connect with oneness of God. The Bible says in John, the Father and I are one. Now, what could be more real? That's saying that God is indeed in you and you are one with God. So let's recognize that. Let's tune into that amazing power, that Christ energy. Let that light of the universe ignite that holy presence there inside you and just let go of the ego and release all thoughts and feel that presence of God alive in you right here and now. Connect with that unlimited energy present in your consciousness. It is omnipotent. It has a spirit that lives in absolutely everyone and everything. Be aware of that power of this unlimited energy within you. And with every breath, remember, you are the living light and breath of God's Spirit here on earth. Now let's go into a state of meditation based on this. Take a few deep breaths and turn within. Relax. And let's invite God and that Christ mind to be in the presence here with us right now. Breathe in, hold that presence and that light, and breathe out and let go of anything that is not of that total light. Align our body, mind, and soul with that light. And go first into your own soul's light and then send that thread of energy up to the Christ energy, that Christ-mindedness. And from there, connect to that presence of God. And ask for the energy of the highest one to come into your heart right now. And realize that you can merge with God, that you can have that highest light of the Christ there within you present. Find that place within where the seed of that light of Christ is, and allow the love there to grow. Feel it blossoming. See the golden light of healing opening that blossom there within your heart. Breathe in the energy of that love and light that feeds it with the eternal fire and flame of your soul. It enlightens you to be lifted to that one light of all life, the source of all. And that Christ light now merges with your soul and God. You are merged with ultimate love, ultimate light, infinite light. This brings you the love of all creation present, and it lifts you beyond the physical into the highest dimensions. You are there, and you appear before the throne of God, which is the complete source of all love and light. Receive the blessings of Christ-mindedness right now. Reach your hand out, and he'll be there. Feel the angel wings as they surround you and your soul. Receive the grace of these blessings into your life that come to you as love, as light, as the presence of the Lord of love, and accept all of who you are. Believe it, be it, become it, absorb it. Believe that Christ is alive in and through you, and let that love guide you and direct you in your life. Now slowly come out of meditation and be aware of how you feel. Do you feel transformed? Do you feel renewed? Do you feel restored? This is the power that's always available to you. I wrote this prayer for this subject. Lord, I turn to you with my mind, body, and soul. I merge with you. I embrace the power of your transformation so I may become a mirror of your truth. Lord and teacher, I ask to learn from you how to release the ego and lay down the cross of separation to find universal light, the light of the cosmic soul, a light that purifies my life with the holy waters from the fountain in the garden of the heaven's sacred source. I ask that Christ's light guides us all to the presence there within, to let the gifts of the beloved open our heart again, so that all worries just slip away and we find that clarity of that holy light that comes when we focus on how God can best be served each day. The seed that was planted in your heart will grow. It's part of creation's process. It's the vision that's given. It's the word that's heard. It's the preparations that are made for us to serve. Open wide your heart to this love that awaits. Let the blessed dream come to you and awaken you to find that you can create whatever you need. For the answers there are within you that you can find. That birth to that Christ light there will transform your life. So merge with that Christ consciousness every day. I'm going to end here with the Aramaic version of the Lord's Prayer that I love. Father, Mother of the cosmos, shimmering light of all, focus your light within us as we breathe your holy breath. Enter the sanctuary of our hearts, uniting within us the sacred rays of your power and beauty. Let your heart's desire unite heaven and earth through our sacred union. Help us fulfill what lies within the circle of our lives today. Forgive our secret fears as we freely choose to forgive the secret fears of others. For from your astonishing fire comes the eternal song, which sanctifies all, renewed eternally within our lives and throughout creation. We seal these words in our hearts, committed in trust and faith. Today's talk was from Spiritual Mind Power Affirmations by Dr. Paul Leon Master's latest book, Practical, Mystical, and Spiritual Information Applied to Your Life. You can go to metaphysics.com and get it. You can also go to Amazon and get this book. I have found this book so, so powerful. I keep it at my altar and I use these affirmations every day. I want to thank you and bless you for joining us. And I thank you and hope that you really can find that these powerful affirmations guide you to everything that you need in life. Blessings to you now, and love to all always.